Somebody move out in here?
I would assume so. Are we on? Okay, we're going to get started with the DHS budget. Without the DHS representative being here. So we'll do revenue. I think that just is what it is.
That's based on the formula for reimbursement, right?
Right, correct.
That moves us to expenditures.
I have a question. Do we get that? Does Story County get that entire 182.5 or is there another formula that applies?
No, that's
okay.
So I look at their expenditure budget, and it looks to me like they've left everything the same, moved some numbers around. My one question on here is communication services. Is the $11,432 so far this year truly half the year? And if it is, why are we budgeting $36,000 either for FY16, or why would we budget it for FY17 if we feel like it? That's, I mean, we've agreed to pay for their communication. If it's only $23,000, why aren't we just budgeting $23,000 there?
Yeah, because you look historically there, it's never even been 27 was once in 2014.
Right, but the 27 was when we were making the transition. Right.
Yeah.
Now it seems.
Same for new staff, too, so I don't know. In their narrative, they said in there that. That also increased our number of income maintenance staff by 3, which contributes to some of the increase in home service costs. But with the adjustments and the long distance situations that have been taken care of, or, you know, addressed, if anything, we could lower that by probably $6,000 for this year. Reestimated is only costing
$30,000,
I would think.
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's take it to 30 and then take it to 30 for next year as well. And if they think we're missing something, we're just trying to get to actual.
Right.
If they think we're missing something, they can sure let us know. And we can talk that through. I don't think we're getting ourselves in trouble if we publish a budget that accounts for that at 30,000 rather than 36.
Oh, no.
Because it's not like we're going to put any extra dollars in there than what they actually spend on the phone system.
Right.
And I think 30 is enough. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only question would be, is any explanation on the replacement of the furniture, but, you know, it's probably old enough that they probably need to do that.
Yeah, and if you look right above that, Wayne, they're actually just shifted $3,000 from one line to the other. They do the same thing on office supplies and postage mail, they shift $1,000 from one line to the other there. It's not any additional cost that they're looking for. They're just shifting dollars around.
Okay.
The communication services is the one place I thought there might be some extra dollars in.
I think that the current year's equipment rent and maintenance has extra dollars, too, because they did do the new postage or copier.
Yep.
Right.
Multifunction machines. They've never spent more than $10,000. Well, yeah, they have. A few years ago, they spent $10,500. But they're on track to spend $9,800 this year. I think we lowered current year to $13,000 too.
Lower current year to $13,000. Okay.
Under which one?
Equipment rent and maintenance. They budgeted $13,000 for next year. They lowered it, or they're lowering their budget for next year. But I don't think they're going to spend $16,000 in that line item this year.
Reestimate. You're saying that? Yeah, lower that one. The 13. Okay.
So, will you email us then? I don't know. If they have problems with that?
Yeah.
They can talk to
you. They can reschedule.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Awesome. Wonderful.